Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Gene Bearden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting third. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alfie Roth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden strikes out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Feed Roth moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into right field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Courtney moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to third. Sushok moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Bat strikes out. Two outs. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fed Roth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-0 in the game. Newhouser hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fed Roth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Courtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Courtney. The throw from Batts and he is out, Berry applying the tag. Two outs. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dropo hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sushok hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Delsing hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfred Roth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feed Roth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Feed Roth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Marsh hits a fly ball towards right. Sushok catches it and throws to first to double up Bearden. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Hurst now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dropo strikes out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst strikes out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Marsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feed Roth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Matt Batts. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes pinch hits for Alfied Roth. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.